Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you are the man, and you have the story. It was really interesting to take a look at everything that went down yesterday, to listen to what the defensive coordinator had to say, to hear what the special teams coordinator had to say. And it's always fun to hear the offensive coordinator speak, because he does a great job of kind of telling you what the themes are and what people are thinking. How important will the injury list be today? Do you think there's a chance that Edwards can play, or are they going to be sans linebacker?
Yeah, that's one to take a look at here. And he's listed, as you guys know, with a hand injury and a hamstring. The hand issue popping up during the game at Cincinnati last week, you can put a protective covering on the hand, you can brace it, you can cast it, you can do a lot of different things to have a football player out on the field, which and you hate to assume things when it comes to injuries, because that's how you end up making a whole ton of mistakes and things of that nature, but that would lead you to believe it could be the hamstring issue that's causing problems for T.J. Edwards right now.
Brad, how did you feel about the way Richard Hightower described the poor special teams play of late, and how much he welcomed, I don't know about welcome is the wrong verb perhaps, but how much he accepted the responsibility that fell at his feet after such a disappointing performance?
Well, I thought he did a good job of saying, you know, it starts with him. That was kind of the overriding theme of the message. And you know, I talked to some players on Wednesday before Hightower had his opportunity to chat Thursday, and they said it was delivered in the same manner that they get the message every week, that it was, hey, here's what we didn't do well. Here's what we're going to need to do to fix it. Here's how we're going to fix it. And then here are the things that, maybe they did do well that they want to continue, but that the players who were taking ownership in a poor showing in a lot of different ways said that that's ultimately what they appreciate about the guy, that they're getting the same the message is delivered the same way. You don't need to walk in the room and yell at them to convey the point that they had a dumpster fire performance on special teams. They realize that, and now they got to be better, and Hightower's got to be better this week against the Giants.
Yeah, it probably will help that they are without their starting wide receiver, their starting running back, some offensive linemen. It feels like the Giants are on the road don't appear to be as dangerous as Cincinnati at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this Giants team's certainly more dangerous than the 2-7 record would lead you to indicate. They went out to Denver a couple weeks back and they lost to the Broncos 33-32. So they didn't do well defensively in that game. But putting up 32 points on the Denver Broncos is no small task, as we saw last night with the doozy of a Thursday night game, but involving Las Vegas and Denver. The Giants they've got a little power to them, even without the wide receivers, in terms of 34 points in a home win over the Eagles. Heck, they put up 20 on the road at Philadelphia, and then they just haven't been able to stop anybody. Like this is just and it's a shame, because Brian Burns is playing as well as anybody in the league. I don't know that they're getting what they need to out of the other guys in that front. Dexter Lawrence is probably playing at a high level. You really shouldn't judge nose tackles by numbers that you're just kind of looking at here. But the back seven of that defense, they let Xavier McKinney walk in free agency a year ago, and they haven't come up with some replacements. So they're having a real tough time stopping anybody.
Brad, I thought it was interesting to hear Dennis Allen talk about the new addition, Joe Tryon-Shawinka, and him reference his Buccaneer experience over the Brown experience. And I think I know why. Obviously, there's a familiarity with the Saints and the Bucs in the same division, but also he was better there. And I think it was a testament to maybe Tryon-Shawinka, but also a Todd Bowles player. When you play in that defense and you get play for a defensive coach, maybe Dennis Allen looks ahead and projects the way that he was used there, he could use him in Chicago. That said, what do you expect out of Tryon-Shawinka in terms of play time, in terms of effectiveness? Because he's a guy, when you look at that depth on the front line defensively, it is compromised, and he would be useful.
Yeah, well, he's going to play here, and the play time is going to be a little bit dependent on your snap count, right? The Bears had close to 80 snaps last week at Cincinnati. That's on the high extreme end. You can have games that are closer to 50. I would think he's going to be in the high teens anyway, if not the 20s, potentially higher, depending on what they saw in practice. They were certainly leaning into the evaluation of his time in Tampa, because he was briefly in Cleveland, signed there in March, and you basically had preseason tape to go off of, and that was about it. So you're So you're relying on a couple things, you know, the coaches, familiarity with the guy, being on a division foe. Your pro scouts are putting together reports on basically everybody. Like, this guy was in free agency, so the Bears would have had a report on him as recent as the beginning of this past offseason to discuss him as a possibility for them. Here's what we like about him. Here's what we don't like. Here's what we know. Here's what we would need to find more information about him. So they had a lot of recent information on him, and I agree. I think he can help, in his presence will be needed. And if Austin Booker can keep going, making some plays, that would be very encouraging for the defense. And he got off to a good start last week against the Bengals.
Brad, do you consider this a kind of pivotal game for the Bears? In other words, if they can't win this game, how do they make the playoffs? Isn't this sort of one, especially at home, whether it's difficult, whether it's going to be bad weather, isn't this one you have to kind of win if you have higher hopes?
A loss doesn't keep them from achieving anything that they want, but it raises the level of difficulty because, you know, unless everybody else that's in front of them happens to lose this week, which I kind of doubt happens, they wouldn't lose any ground. You don't want to lose ground against an opponent that's coming in 2-7. But again, I think the Giants are a little more dangerous than your standard 2-7 team or what you would expect because of how they've been able to score in what Jackson Dart has kind of provided to them. And Scataboo gave them a little bit of that too, and he's out now as well. It's just they've been hit hard. But Dart's got a little something to him, and maybe it's because, and I didn't realize this until yesterday, he went to the same high school as a certain quarterback, Jim McMahon.
Yes.
Right.
Thanks for listening. We had that nugget. It was, and he's got that kind of, he's got a
he's
flair.
He's a punky QB.
He's got a confidence.
A swagger.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he's, you know, guys played in Utah, so whatever the weather is, it's not going to be something that impacts him like it would some kid who grew up, you know, playing quarterback in Florida or something of that nature.
You know, Brad, we debated this morning how much we feel like the Bears will split the carries, whether if they have 25 carries, how it will go down. We differed in the percentage and the breakdown. Do you have a sense? Do you have a feeling about what we'll see in terms of the running game that will always be, I think, emphasized from Ben Johnson, but how they will divide the carries?
I think both guys are 100% healthy. Probably go somewhere around 50-50, but gosh, I think Ben Johnson is probably like a lot of other coaches that if you get a hot hand, you're going to play it, right? I think that's smart. The last thing you want to do is be wondering why a coach, had a guy who, let's say he's got 65 yards on 8 carries, and then all of a sudden he goes cold and doesn't get the ball. He was ripping him off at 8 yards a carry. Why did you take him out of there? So I think it'll be closer to a 50-50 split, but I think people forget that Swift was putting together some pretty big games when he wasn't even 100%. Like, it's been really quick for people to forget Swift, and DeAndre Swift is certainly a more, dangerous player for them in the passing game, although Menungai's been better at that than I probably would have expected when he was coming in.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Est Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Do you get the sense with the special teams coordinator Richard Hightower that he is kind of feeling the pressure. In other words, I mean, he talked a big game and he took responsibility, as we've talked about. But I'm just curious, what personally is he going through with this? Does he feel like he could be in trouble? You hear a lot of people that are wondering that out loud.
Yeah, they've won a game specifically because of special teams this season. And there's been a couple moments earlier this season where I feel like Ben Johnson, sort of unprompted, has gone out of his way to say how much he appreciated Hightower and respected the work that he was doing. So if that's the case, that there had to have been a pretty significant shift. Like, that was a unacceptable special teams game for the Bears. There's no way around it. They happened to win the game, and they've got to be better moving forward. But I don't know that that's a backbreaker for Hightower, considering the support that the coach has kind of clearly given him. And again, in a couple instances where it's not a question about Richard Hightower, like the coach is shifting the conversation in that direction without even being asked. So that would have to be a change. They got a lot of football left.
Yep.
They need to be better than they were this past Sunday.
So, Brad, how are you seeing this? We all talked about it. I have the Bears scoring 35 and winning 35-27. Dustin and Mully have the defense playing better. Brandon as well. I do wonder, and I think that would be a great turnaround for Dennis Allen's crew, but maybe the weather contributes, maybe it doesn't. How do you see things unfolding Sunday?
Yeah, something makes me wonder if this game could be a little bit closer. Yeah, I think the defense bounces back. I mean, they're like, you can't do anything but bounce back from having 470 dropped on you by Joe Flacco, right? Yeah. I mean, it was just big plays left and right. And So I think they get better there. Is T.J. Edwards available, though? Like, that's a legit question, because the difference with him on the field and not on the field has been pretty striking. So I'm interested to see how the Giants can operate at a pretty decent level of Jackson Dart without any, like I call it, the 2017 Bears wide receivers. You know, they've got Kendall Wright out there and Dontrell Inman and Josh Bellamy.
Wow.
That's what it's like for them without Malik Nabers. But I get the Bears winning the game 31-28. Although if it's nasty weather,
yeah,
maybe you have lower scoring action.
That's good stuff, Brad.
I'm just
curious about that as well. You know, when you start talking about the issues with their running game, does that matter if the Bears are kind of undermanned? In other words, you know, if you're looking at perhaps a great performance from a rookie running back in Cincinnati, do you take into account that they were playing Cincinnati and that maybe it isn't going to be as good moving forward? Or if the Bears are struggling to stop the run and they don't have people tackling, could the same thing happen?
Well, if the Bears were playing a better opponent, I would have concern about, you know, can they keep running the ball like in a high clip? The Giants' run defense is just terrible, last in the league in yards per carry by opponents. And their running game is, I mean, I think their top back now is, it's either Tyrone Tracy or Devin Singletary. So neither of those options are particularly appealing for their run game. And Scataboo gave them more than I would have guessed that he would have before that really bad injury. a couple weeks ago with Philadelphia. Bears keep running the ball, and they're going to build some confidence. They're going to get more reps at it, and when they do get ready to play an opponent that's better at stopping the run, we'll get a real indication of where they're at, because Ben Johnson is committed to it. And when they're able to do it, that's when they can score a lot of points.
Great stuff, Brad. We'll see you
Thanks,
Sunday.
Buddy.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Jarrod Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jarrod Payton, one of my favorite teammates, because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him, where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Happy Victory Monday. But check out this Caleb Williams stat. Williams is the only player in NFL history with 3 touchdown passes, 50 or more rushing yards, and 2 or more catches in the same game. But the last 2 players with at least 2 touchdown passes, 50-plus rushing yards, and 2 or more catches in a game, Caleb Williams yesterday, and that guy, I think his name is Walter Payton, back on September 18th, 1983, in New Orleans. Oh. I remember that game. Wow. I know Patrick Elwood remembers that game as well.
We've had this conversation, the GOAT, and there's no argument. So don't give me this Emmitt Smith stuff, okay?
The Jarrod Payton Show today. Jarrod Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Tonight, the Broncos host the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. Coverage is coming up at 6:30 with kickoff 7:15 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. We love talking with Jarrod Payton. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, JP?
Lawrence Speaks, what's going on, guys? That's funny listening to Patrick talk about that, just talk about the GOAT. Yesterday, I just got back from San Francisco. I'm doing legends of the big game again, Lawrence. You know, that time of the year of sitting down, and over the last few years, I've been waiting to get this guy on the West Coast, and it never kind of worked out, but I got a chance to spend the day with Jerry Rice yesterday and sit down with him and talk about his career and his new energy drink that he has that he started with his daughter. So it was pretty cool. I know he calls himself the GOAT, and I get it. It's just weird to hear, you know, all these guys, when you're like a top five guy of all time, like, you call yourself the GOAT, and like, you have a right to actually say that, like, when you are that good. But some of the great conversation that I had with him yesterday was pretty cool. So hearing Patrick talk about the GOAT, that's where I was yesterday.
Man, that's awesome. I'm looking, by the way, at the box score of that game from 1983, yeah. Where Peyton...
Go ahead and read that thing, Steve.
I mean, your dad threw a 56-yarder to Willie Gault and a 21-yarder to Willie Gault. Were they both halfback options or what? So, yeah, 77 yards passing, .161 rushing for Walter that day.
I mean, it was crazy, though. The one, though, that he threw to him in the back of the end zone was like, I mean, he was really on his quarterback game. He was trying to be QB1 at that point. You can watch the video of it, and then the tiptoe in the back of the end zone. Yeah, it's pretty hard for me to not watch those games and think about how good he was. Just, he's the best all around, man. I've never seen anything like it. I probably will never see anything like it in my lifetime.
JP, how happy were you to watch a continued commitment by the Bears to run the ball?
I'm ecstatic. I mean, Lawrence is what makes me happy. I thought that should have, you know, been the game plan from, you know, the start of the season. I understand that when you're trying to shuffle around an offensive line, you're trying to figure out just the configuration of what the pieces are going to look like as you move through the season, that it's not always easy. And also, too, when guys are learning new systems, even if they're veterans, they come in, it's about doing it as a unit, and they started to figure it out. But yeah, since the bye week, I mean, it's been phenomenal. I've retracted a lot of my statements that I said about DeAndre Swift, about not being able to run inside between the tackles. That he's shown me, Jarrett, shut your mouth, man. I can do this. I got this. And Kyle Manungai, man, that's what you want, man. 7th round pick, a dude that's getting his opportunity. If you would have seen me smiling last Sunday, just from ear to ear, because, you know, a guy that's getting his opportunity to start. You're not a, you know, first round, second round guy, and, you know, people are starting to know you a little bit more, but then you become like a household name in the city of Chicago by having a game like that. And to see the confidence that Ben has in him to not only, you know, I think you saw a lot of inside with him, but that he can actually press it to the edges and get outside, and he runs violently, which I love. He's always leaning forward. He's like a little bowling ball. And then we're seeing him being able to catch out of the backfield as well. When you're in there on third down, to me, that speaks volumes to a coaching staff feeling comfortable with you being in there in passing situations. And that means that they feel comfortable with you in pass protection as well. And so that's very rare for a rookie. It doesn't happen a lot. I missed a couple blocks when I was in Tennessee in practice with Steve McNair, God rest his soul. And he looked at Norm Child and said, get his butt out of here. He doesn't come back in until he knows how to block. And I stayed up all night long just going through pass protections. And it's hard until you can get that confidence from the guy underneath center, the guys that are calling plays. It shows that this young man has something special in him. And the offensive line as well, doing their thing. But you got to talk about your wide receivers blocking, man. Like, that helps when you got guys. Like, Rome might not be having a good day last week when it comes to the numbers, but when you see him out there blocking for his running backs, man, guys like myself, we appreciate that. We need that to be able to spring those long runs. Just get on them. Like, be nasty with it, or just get in front of them. Let me choose where I want to go. And I think it's all been working out as a whole unit when it comes to the offensive line, running backs, and then also those wide receivers blocking.
Man, is that great stuff from the former NFL running back and our teammate, Jarrett Payton, right here on The Score. On the Bears offense, the identity where they run the ball and take the pressure off the young quarterback. All right, you mentioned it, the wide receivers blocking. Rome Odunze has spoken today, Jarrett. He told Jason Leisure that he's very happy with how things are going for him as a Bear, says his dad is entitled to his opinion, and he loves his dad, but that they each speak for themselves. What do you think of Roma Dunze having to stand up and then what he chose to say right there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a delicate balance, Speaks, right? I mean, that's your pops, man. That's the dude that, you know, that was changing your diaper, spanking you on the butt when you weren't doing you're supposed to do, grounding you and all that stuff. And you're growing to become a man in the NFL and you're trying to figure it out. You know, when you're in this life, I've seen it so much. And with being a dad of two kids that play sports and just, you know, being at these tournaments and seeing how these parents are so invested from the young age or when they're little to when they grow up and get to that level, that is hard. That dad does have a way that he feels. And yeah, you would like dad not to say anything and you could have that conversation with him. He's also your dad though. So you kind of play both sides, but yeah, I definitely believe in that. I think Rome is happy. I think he understands this is all a process and sometimes it's hard to control dad, but I think having a conversation with dad saying like, yo, you need to tone it down a little bit. Let me do what I need to do. Let him, if they have a conversation between the two of them, dad's probably going to do what he wants to do. And Rome's just got to be able to stay focused.
JP, what was watching that game like for you last week?
Well, I was screaming at the TV a lot just because certain situations, like we're getting so accustomed to seeing this team, you know, kind of, especially defensively, I knew it was going to be, that there was going to be an issue. And when I look at the over under of the total, right? So I knew that there are points that were going to be scored. So I was like, how are they going to figure this thing out? Are they going to be able to go into a shootout? And with the Bengals, are they going to be able to go out a shootout and with those two receivers that they have and the injuries in the back end of that defense? And it came down to most of the time I was yelling was really at Caleb. It was just certain situations where I just want to see him take off and use his legs. We're talking about a second year quarterback, still young, very quick. He's deceptively fast. Like, you know, he can run. He can get out there and run. It's just those moments where trying to create and stay within the offense and keeping his eyes downfield, which I've always talked about that he did and that I wanted to see him grow with that. But there are opportunities to be able to take the ball at sometimes and get upfield and get 5-6 yards and make it a manageable second or third down, like whatever it is. And I want to see him do more of that. And we saw that on that last drive, right? We saw that on the 14-yard run, which to me was the two plays before that I was screaming and my son sitting next to me and he wants to play the quarterback position and he's looking at me. I'm like, dog, if you in that situation, take off and run, especially you had a timeout left too as well. Like, find a way, because all in my head, I was not thinking that Colson Loveland's going to catch a ball, ping pong off of somebody and take it to the crib. I'm thinking we're going to set this thing up for a field goal. We need to get as close as possible to like make sure that they have a chance to be able to get this thing done. Well, yo, that's why what got me probably the most heated. And I'm hoping that this weekend, that's where I'm looking at is, can he do that when he needs to? And on the flip side, can the Bears stop Jackson Dart? Because that's what he's good at. And I've seen the Bears have had issues when it comes to quarterbacks that are mobile, that can create. And that's the one thing that I know that Jackson Dart can do. So those are the two things that I'll be watching. I know the weather is calling for
snow,
a run game. Like, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
So that means that these quarterbacks are going to have opportunities. Can the Bears figure it out and stop Jackson Dart? And can Caleb get manageable second and third downs to be able to take that up the field by himself?
Man, I feel you on the Caleb thing. And he's a young man in progress, you know? And the fact that he said it after the game, Jared, he said, quote, I don't have to always do those cool plays, scramble drill. Like, he knows that's his thing. And I'm like, all right, well, then he stands a chance. If you're self-aware like that, you realize that. I'm sure Ben's telling him, right? I can get it. You're a young kid and you're capable of magic. You just think you need to do it all the time and you don't.
Speaks, it's deprogramming him a little bit, man. I mean, that's what I looked at this whole entire year was that relationship with Ben and Caleb was how you're yes, you want to see progress. You do. You want to see progress, but you also want to have a lot of film. So those two, at the end of this season, no matter how it falls, that they have something to really, truly look at. And I think that's where the true teaching is going to come when it comes to Ben. Right now, they're learning on the fly. They're, every single week, it's a new game plan. They're, I mean, the same some of the same plays and all the same stuff, but it's your game plan and different for different teams. But when they get a chance this offseason, that's where I believe it's really going to hit, when Ben can break this thing down and say, like, no, this is what we don't need to do. But to your point, though, Speech, mm-hmm. if you watch his college film, man, that's what he did. He is so that's a lot of the plays. It was this, it was being unstructured and off-platform throws and outside of the pocket and trying to figure, like, all that stuff we saw. It's going to take time to deprogram him and to get to where Ben wants him to be within his offense. I think it's there. Some of the other stuff, the accuracy and some of those issues, taking what defense is giving you. Yeah, we'll have to see if that all comes down, if he can do that. That's going to, a lot of that's going to be on him. But when it comes to understanding what Ben wants him to do, I think a lot of that's going to be at the end of the season when they have a chance to look at the season as a whole to break it down.
Jarrett Payton, we appreciate you, sir. We'll be watching you on Channel 9 tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks.
You guys are the best, man. And I do agree with you. I do agree with Lawrence that Ryan Poles could have answered the question.
Come on.
Listen, Speaks, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. I love the fact that he is giving – it seems the power is shifted to Ben Johnson, and rightfully so. Like, I'm with that. But the way that he said it, no matter how you read the quote, like, he could have just echoed some of the exact same things that Ben was saying and kept it 100 in and out. And without, when you say that, it sounds like there's a problem.
Correct.
I don't want to get into this. What? Have you ever try that with your wife and see what happens? You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I'm good.
No, it's not a good thing. JP, be good, man. We'll talk soon.
See.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How pivotal is the Bears game this Sunday versus the visiting New York football Giants? Can you please share a prediction and a score? And what is your best case and worst case scenario?
Well, I think the worst case scenario is the Bears implode and they give this one away and they kill a lot of the momentum that has built up recently, and they make you dread the second half of the season more than anticipate it with excitement and some enthusiasm. Best case scenario was the Bears roll and continue to build the confidence and belief that exists in that locker room, because Ben Johnson has this team thinking that is capable of doing stuff, big stuff, this season. That's the biggest thing that he has brought. In addition to, yes, the creative offensive plays, the consistency with the running game, and the points, because the sixth leading scoring offense in the NFL is one that you're not used to seeing in Chicago. Quarterback play is above average, can get better, and will. But I think overall, the best case scenario is that the arrow continues to point up after a big Bears victory, which I think they will provide. This is a game, we talk about being a pivotal game. It is. That's the exact word to use here. Because if they lose, you create more cynicism and looks like same old Bears. They get you to November, they tease you with success, and then they let you down. Same old Bears. And if they lose, then we'll know what to say, because we've said it all before. If they win, and suddenly they're 6-3, then you look at the next four games in the schedule, difficult stretch ahead, or whatever you want to do with the Caleb Williams way, the next three games after that, and you would look at a 3-1 possibility, and they're impressive in victory, okay, then we're talking. Now you're talking about getting into the playoffs, being in the mix, as Ben Johnson said, and also maybe even, I don't know, winning the division and taking the North.
Say it.
Bears 35, Giants 27. You can't lose this one.
Wow. A lot of points, David. 35-20. You cannot lose this one. I will agree with that. It is a pivotal game if you want to show everybody that you are legit and that you are thinking about getting into the postseason. Worst case scenario, rookie Jackson Dart comes in and is able to throw the ball all over a Bears secondary that's not that good, and the Bears pass rush can't get to him. That's worst case scenario. Best case scenario is going back to the last two Bears games, and you, as the Bears, continue to control the time of possession, and you run the ball right down their throat. Don't get bored with it. Keep going after them. Keep those offensive linemen in a lather, especially over on the right side. My predicted score, Bears 21, Giants 7.
Seven.
As Coach Wanstedt said yesterday, this is the opportunity for this Bears defense. They might be down two starting offensive linemen. They don't have their starting running
seven,
back.
Though?
The kicker is in question.
What is the over-under number?
The over-under is 46 in the hook.
What will be the score after the first quarter is over then?
I think
7-0 Bears.
I think that he is thinking, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that the wind and the rain.
Weather will be a factor.
Yes.
Weather will be a factor.
And that's why you're going low.
Yep. There's going to be running the ball. There won't, the kicking of field goals won't be there. You won't just be like, well, it's a 48-yard field goal, let's just go out there and do it. I don't think that's not a gimme for the Bears kicker. And like I said, the Giants are on like their third kicker potentially.
Okay,
pivotal is indeed the key word, because the Bears, in my opinion, will not make the playoffs if they somehow lose the if they somehow give the Giants their first road win. Let's put it that way. The Giants only 5 on the road. I don't know if it's reflective of how this team is or how good they are, but I think it will impact the idea that Jackson Dart's coming in here and he's going to throw the ball all over the place. So I think it's going to be a bit of a battle. The Bears are running the ball pretty well right now, and they may have another healthy running back, which would be great. I am going to go with the Bears winning the game, and I will take them 27-16. I think they're going to win the game, and I think they're going to win fairly handily. But I think that the special teams will be significantly better. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the new defensive end looks like. I found it interesting hearing, and we'll probably play that sound before we get out of here.
Joe Tryon Shawinka?
Yes, but I want to hear what Dennis Allen said about him. He sounded like positive on the guy, and we know that they got a nice bump from Gardner Johnson. That was good to see, and maybe they get a little bump here too.
But you have them giving up only 16 points. Dustin has them giving up 7. I'm going to ask you the same question you asked me. Did you watch the game? Defensively, they stunk, Mullen.
What did I say? I said I think they're going to be better on special teams. So
but defensively,
that means,
they're still going to be challenged.
14 points are gone. They're at home. They're not on the road. The fans will be screaming their heads off. I think you heard the defense coordinator say it's going to be good to get back to Soldier Field.
Yeah,
it is. They've been on the road for a couple games. I think they will play better defense at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with the linebacker position.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I don't like what I've seen from the Giants. They've lost a lot of close games, and I was going to pick it closer, but I think that the lift they get from the quarterback could be impacted by the wintry mix.
Yes, I do worry about that as well, and I do think that a dart's accuracy won't be affected by the wind.
Okay, I will say that Dustin can verify that I watched the game last week. He was with me.
Well, then at a brewery.
Yeah,
I sat across the table from all. Yeah.
Just saying, at a brewery.
But I was not drinking while watching the game. Can you attest to that, Mr. Dustino?
That was a great tackle there, Byard.
I had a Diet Coke.
Okay,
and I had a lot of water.
7
great
points.
For me, thanks.
7 points after giving up 42?
Correct. 21-7, David. Say it again. 21-7.
Weigh in, please.
I got it. Bears winning 26, Giants 16.
You guys,
that's a genius there. Huh?
I say that.
What do you think of that, Mr. David? You can ask Brandon if he watched the game? Wait a minute.
I know that he didn't, based on that prediction. I don't know where this great defense is coming from. They're going to be without
great defense.
They're going to be without T.J. Edwards. They're going to be compromised without. Now they have Dio Dangbo. They're going to be using a guy against the run that just got here and is learning his teammates' names in the huddle. I just don't know.
Booker's
I think they're going to win this
have
game.
At least 3 sacks.
They're going to win the game, but I think they're going to give up in the 20s. I said 35-27. I think that's reasonable. Based on this defense.
In the winter? Like, it's going to snow. It's going to be wet.
You guys are acting like it's going to be the Arctic North. This is...
No, it's going to be
Chicago. It's going to be November in Chicago.
Thank you.
It's November in Chicago.
It sounds more like kind of January in Chicago, if you read the 23 and wintry mix.
I know. I can't wait for the breathless weather reporting. Snow is going to be here.
Don't make fun of Mark Brody on the pregame
show. People are going to be at like Costco. Well, Chicagoans are ready for the first snow of the season by getting the salt and all of the milk and eggs because they're going to run out.
Bears weather.
Bear weather. Okay.
Mullen and Haw, 312-644-6767. We're going to get to our guy, Brad Biggs, next. Biggs time on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.